Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 167 business-managed electric companies with Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, and starring Nelson Eddy.
Oh, Rosemary, I love you. I'm always dreaming of you. No matter what I do, I can't forget you. Sometimes I wish that I had never met you. And yet if I should lose you, it would mean my very life to me. Of all the queens that ever lived, I'd choose you to rule me, my Rosemary.
Oh, sweet Rosemary, I always learn to know you, love you. You're gentle and kind, divinely designed, as grateful as I am of you.
There's an angel's breath beneath your
smile.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Once again, it's Nelson Eddy and Company saying we're happy to meet you on the Electric Hour. This afternoon, our receiving line includes conductor Robert Armbruster, announcer Frank Graham, ventriloquist Shirley Dinsdale, and a little doll, Judy Splinters.
Aren't you forgetting someone, Nelson?
No, Frank. A little later, we'll meet our special guest, Miss Reese Saxon, who's here to sing for us.
And I'm going to sing a song to Miss Saxon.
That's so, Judy. That'll be very nice, won't it, Frank?
Yes, I think so.
I think so, too. I am so agreeable.
Well, in that case, I'd like to sing my next song.
Is it a love song, Mr. Eddy?
It's more of an unrequited love song, Judy, and very beautiful. It tells the story of a man whose loved one has flown far away, and though spring may come, there can be no joy of spring in his heart. The song reflects his grief and sorrow. It's Massenet's Elegie.
Pour toujours, je ne vois.
Here for another visit with us today is Mezzo Reese Saxon, who is also known on the Electric Hour as our girlfriend from Little Rock. How are you, Reese?
Just fine, Nelson, and happy to be here again.
Well, we're glad you're back, too.
Right you are, Frank. And for a solo, Reese is going to sing Cigoina.
Which, freely translated, means...
Cigoina means gypsy. And the song is from Bittersweet.
To read your electric meter.
Won't you come in? It's right over here. Aren't you Frank Graham?
Well, that's right. But this afternoon, just for a minute, I'm taking the part of a meter reader for your electric company. I thought you'd be interested in hearing a little about what we meter readers do.
Well, yes, I am.
Well, if you'd like a few statistics, each month of the year I walk 226 miles, read 6,600 meters, find 726 customers not at home, and get bitten by 1/40th of a dog. Ah, yes, my life is far from dull. I've done everything from bringing in the milk off the back porch to explaining the low price of electric bills. Lots of times I report to my company on sagging wires or see the need of a tree trimming job. My job is strenuous in wartime with the shortage of manpower, autos, and tires. I'm on my feet most of the time in all kinds of weather. But I like the work, for I know it's useful. My work is varied and vital, and it has to be accurate. I've been carefully trained for my job, just as have all the other people in our electric company. I feel that those years of experience, madam, are invaluable to us both. It's an important reason why your electric service is so dependable, so ample, and so cheap. Good day, madam.
Come again anytime, Mr. Graham.
This next song is about a chap who married a rich attorney's daughter and so became a judge. Sounds easy. But this boy actually did it the hard way, as you'll hear when Nelson Eddy sings the judge's song from Trial by Jury by Gilbert and Sullivan.
When I, good friend, was called to the bar, I'd an appetite fresh and hearty. But I was, as many young barristers are, an impecunious party. I'd a swallowtail coat of a beautiful view, a brief which I bought of a booby. A couple of shirts and a collar or two, and a ring that looked like a ruby.
A couple of shirts and a collar or two, and a ring that looked like a ruby.
In Westminster Hall, I danced the dance like a semi-despondent fury. For I thought I never could hit on a chance of addressing a British jury. But I soon got tired of third-class journeys and dinners of bread and water. So I fell in love with a rich attorney's elderly, ugly daughter.
So I fell in love with a rich attorney's elderly, ugly daughter.
The rich attorney, he jumped with joy and replied to my fine profession. You shall reap the reward of your pluck, my boy, at the Bailey in Middlesex session. You'll soon get used to her look, said he, and a very nice girl you'll find her. She may very well pass for 43 in the dust with a light behind her.
She may very well pass for 43 in the dust with a light behind her.
The rich attorney was good as his word. The brief came through being gaily, and every day my voice was heard at the sessions of Ancient Bailey. All thieves who could my fees afford relied on my oration, and many a burglar I've restored to his friends and his relations.
And many a burglar he's restored to his friends and his relations.
At length I became as rich as the gurneys, an incubus then I sought her. So I threw up with that rich attorney's elderly, ugly daughter. The rich attorney, my character high, tried vainly to disparage. And now, if you please, I'm ready to try this breach of promise of marriage.
And now, if you please, he's ready to try this breach of promise of marriage.
For now I am a judge,
and a good judge too.
This now I am a judge,
and a good judge too.
Oh, all my law be fudged, yet I'll never, never budge. But I'll live and die a judge,
and a good judge too.
It was managed by a job,
and a good job too.
It was managed by a job,
and a good job too.
It is fate to the mob that my being made a knot was affected by a job,
and a good job too.
Bob Ambrose and the orchestra are taking a little poetic license with the Seasons this afternoon, but I don't think anyone will mind after hearing this arrangement of their number. It's Vernon Duke's lovely and descriptive composition, Autumn in New York.
Thank you.
teenage ventriloquist, Shirley Dinsdale, has joined the company, we've learned to expect almost anything from a little doll, Judy Splinter.
And I'm afraid today is no exception, Mr. Eddie.
How so, Shirley?
It's that song of Judy's.
It's a super special in honor of Lisa Jackson.
A song in my honor?
Uh-huh. It's a kind of boyfriend is Nelson Eddie.
I beg your pardon.
Huh?
I said I beg your pardon.
You don't have to apologize. I think he's a darling man, too.
Well, who told you Nelson Eddie is my boyfriend?
Nelson Eddie.
I did.
When you introduced Lisa, you called her your girlfriends and Little Rock.
Oh, well, that was just a figure of speech, Judy. Frank and Bob and I quite often speak of our guests as our girlfriends.
You have more than one?
Oh, sure. In fact, we've had quite a few on the program.
You were right, Jerry. Men certainly are fickle.
When did I ever say that men are fickle?
That time your boyfriend went out with somebody else and you...
Now, Judy.
You remember, Jerry.
Judy, in a minute I'm going to walk away and leave you.
Jerry, you wouldn't do that to me.
You'd be surprised.
Surprised? I'd be speechless.
Well, now let's get on with the song for Richie Saxon.
Is this going to be anything like my last visit to the Electric Hour?
I don't know. What was your last visit like?
Bob Ambrose and Frank Graham presented her with a tone poem.
I have the recently recovered.
Recently recovered? Gee, Richie, Bob and I thought it was great.
Great?
It's just beautiful. It's all about the girl from Little Rock and concrete mixers and Little Rock crushers.
Fired.
Yeah.
Fired.
It was?
Well, I should say it was.
As a matter of fact, Richie, you were the one who inspired us.
Well, we were simply fascinated by that Arkansas accent.
Right.
You mean that little down-home drawl?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I could sit here all day and listen to her talk.
You could? Then you like my song. Uncle Bob will accompany me, and the song is Arkansas Travelers.
Judy, is this trip really necessary?
Yes, it is, Jerry. Now clear your throat so I can sing. Better. Here I go, Uncle Bob. A one, a two, a three. I used to know a girl from Arkansas. The 30th girl that ever Arkansas saw. The sellers always liked her sunny girl. She used to tell him, Silver, how I love you all. Getting silly, getting now she was called a girl from Little Rock. An Arkansas tiger with that Arkansas talk. And even though I'm just a little doll, I can tell you sugar how I love you all. I'm just a greasy honey, how I love you all.
Judy Splinter's version of the Arkansas Traveler. Very good, too.
Want to hear some more?
That's enough singing for today, Judy.
I could do a fast chorus and don't fence me in.
Oh, well, let's say that for another Sunday, Judy.
Then will you and Reese sing your songs in me?
We'll be glad to, Judy.
Reese Jackson and Nelson Eddy sing Love Me Tonight from the Vagabond King.
Oh! Now, it would be my turn to come up with a little item on the low cost of household electricity. And it is a fact that the average family gets about twice as much for its money as it did 15 years ago. But this afternoon, we have on the agenda an item about rationing instead. The government has asked us to give you the reasons behind the present strict control on some everyday necessities, and especially food. The reasons are twofold. First, with more than 5 million men overseas, the demands of the armed forces are going up. The men need and deserve the best. Second, the civilian stocks of many foods are at the lowest point since the war began. We must all cooperate by buying low-point foods whenever possible, by paying no more than ceiling prices, by paying ration points in full, and by destroying all canceled ration stamps. Only by doing this can we assure a fair share for all, and also hold the line against inflation.
For some men, there's a rugged beauty in the brown hills, the russet trees, and sweet-scented heather of the north country, a rough satisfaction in the sharp nor'wester, and a real delight in singing, "My song is of the sturdy north."
Electric Hour at the same time each week are 167 business-managed electric light and power companies. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community, but they join to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rational.
Nelson Eddy again. I want to thank Reese Saxon for being with us today. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham, ventriloquist Shirley Dinsdale, Judy Splinters, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour, when we will pay special tribute to the Boy Scouts of America. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home, and more power to you.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood, and is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Iron Force Radio Show. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.